are tuned in and treating them ears to Modern Jazz Today. This is your host, Jeff Williams, inviting you to go visit our website at www.modernjazztoday.com. There you can read exclusive interviews, check out this week's playlist, and featured albums. Up first on the queue is John McCaslin from his album Sunalta. We're going to listen to the title track.
keep it tuned to Modern Jazz Today. Up next is Tom Bodding Quintet. The album's called Rogue, and we'll check into the track Mount Aspiring Tatia. Then Makram Abul Hassan. The album's called Transmigration. We'll check into Mine or Blues. Let's check it out.
Thank you.
say goodbye, but only until next week. We look forward to having you join us next time on Modern Jazz Today, where we will be presenting today's artists, cutting their teeth and cutting the edge of sound. Join myself, Carrie Gaffney, and
Jeff Williams
when it's time to tune in and turn up again. We look forward to it.
CJSF is 90.1 FM, broadcasting from the heights of Burnaby Mountain.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections.
To help communities cope with disasters, a government-funded project in North Carolina is taking inspiration from bees, who go out, do a job, and return to the hive. Sarah Nichols is at the Land of Sky Regional Council, a multi-county planning and development group. She says the idea came from conversations about how to build back better after Hurricane Helene.
What does the state of North Carolina need when it comes to responding to these kinds of storms?
She says having power in an emergency is critical, so her group is partnering with the nonprofit Footprint Project and others to install solar and battery systems on about 24 buildings and create 2 portable units called beehives. Each hive will be made of 4 shipping containers that can be trucked to wherever needed and that contain solar-powered trailers, batteries, and other gear.
The concept is that everything fits into the hive.
Once on site, the 4 containers can be assembled into 1 large support center with a solar roof. And the solar-powered trailers, or bees, can be sent from there into the affected community to charge phones, refrigerate medicine, and more. So the portable system will help get electricity to where it's needed most.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.